This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Nitzavim, the mitzvah of tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, v'loi nifleisi mimcha, v'loi rechoikohi. Says the Torah, ki karoiv eilecha hadavar ma'od. The Ramban says, what mitzvah are we talking about? The mitzvah of tshuva, and the Torah says it's very close. Tshuva is close? How could we say tshuva is close? Tshuva is a gift, but it's not easy. Is it easy to change? It's extremely difficult to change. If there would be one mitzvah that perhaps we would say is not close, we would probably say it's tshuva, and yet the Torah says only about one mitzvah that it is close, the mitzvah of tshuva. Says Rabbi Tzvi Peterberg, if you think about it, we know there are four components of tshuva. There's azivas hachet, forsaking sin, stopping to sin, kabbalah ala asr, accepting not to do it again. There's charata, regret, and then there's vidoy, confession. Let's try to identify which ingredients of tshuva are easy and which are hard. Well, it's not easy to stop sinning. Azivas hachet is very difficult, but once one stopped, it's easy to accept not to do it again. Regret is hard, especially if a person is continuously sinning. It's hard to feel bad about what you did. It's easy to confess. But says Rav Itzel Peterberg, and the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayech makes the same point. Does tshuva require that we stop sinning? No. Had there not been a mitzvah of tshuva, you still would have to stop sinning, because the Torah says, don't do the avera. And if you did it a first time, the Torah still says, don't do it again. And if you did it a second time, the lav is still there. So therefore, tshuva per se doesn't require azivas hachet. The lav itself says you have to stop. So true, stopping to sin is difficult, but it's necessary even had there not been a mitzvah of tshuva. And once you stop sinning, it's easy to accept not to do it again. Regret is not easy. It's not easy to really feel bad about a mistake. But you would have to feel bad even if there wasn't a mitzvah of tshuva. Because when a person makes a mistake, and there's a blunder, and the repercussions, and he created certain destruction and devastation, you have to feel bad about it. So while charata, while regret is hard, one would have to regret even had it not been for the mitzvah of tshuva. But what to confess one's sins, once one already had regret, that's very easy. Ashamnu bagadnu gazalnu, chatanu avinu pashanu. It's easy to confess. Says Rav Itzel Peterberg, the hard parts of tshuva, aziva sached, forsaking sin, and charata, regret, you would have to do even if there wasn't a mitzvah of tshuva. The extra chiddush of tshuva, the special requirements of tshuva, namely kabbalah ala asid, accepting not to do it again, and vidui confession, those are easy. So the Torah could say, ki ha-mitzvah hazois, that which this mitzvah requires, over and beyond what you would have had to do had it not been for the mitzvah of tshuva, karei ve'lecha hadar ma'id is very easy. It's beficha, all you have to do is say vidui, uvilvavcha, kabbalah b'lev, except not to do it again. In fact, the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Vayelech that it's for this reason that the Rambam holds there is no mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva. The Lashon of the Rambam is kisheyase tshuva. When you do it, you should say vidoy. You're not required to do it. What does that mean, you're not required to do it? There's no special requirement to do it. You needed to do it anyway, because even if you sinned once, you have to stop, because the lab says don't do it. It's just that when you do it, you have to say vidoy. So this gives us a perspective that the gift of tshuva, in fact, is closer than we think, because the hard work is something which was required even without the gift of tshuva. This is the approach of Rav Itzel Peterberg in the Sefer Kalich Vayar, Maimer Vav, and it is also mentioned in the Meshech Chachma and Parshas Vayelech. Wishing everyone a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.